Alright. So, excuse all the nature sounds in the background, but when I'm around nature, you know, it kind of like, you know, gets me on an ongoing rant about my topic. But this is the first episode of my podcast. I don't know what the name of it is going to be yet, but in this podcast, we'll be talking about relationships and boundaries, you know, everything along those lines or anything that you guys request. So, I'm going to start off with relationships for today. And basically, relationships, they're not really hard. It's just about, you know, if both people will put on the same amount of effort. And what I mean by that is, like, if, you know, one person is doing this, then the other person should be doing the same exact thing. And in this time of day that we're living in, I'm about to say, most females call it insecurities, but men call it boundaries. Because it's like, if you get into a relationship, no man should really expect you to have a male friend. Same with females. Females shouldn't expect you to have a female friend. But sometimes, you know, it's just people, they just sit there and they just, like, you know, go with it. I don't know how, but I'm about to say, personally, me, I couldn't do it. But, I'm about to say, it's really the principle of it. I'm about to say, if you want to make something last with this person, show them who you are first before you even try to get a male friend. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like having that male friend, because you don't know the person, really. I'm about to say, y'all been talking for, what, maybe like a month, maybe a month and a half, 2 months, but you still don't know that person when it comes to relationships. Maybe when y'all was talking, he was cool with it, like you having a male friend because y'all was talking. But if y'all relationship, bro, you got to, like, know the certain boundaries. Because I'm about to say, some people, they sit there and they be like, oh, this, that, and third, I have a male friend. And, you know, the other person don't even, you know, that's how most relationships end anyway. When the one person, they sit there and be like, oh, I don't have a, I have a male friend. And, you know, the dude be like, oh, I have a female friend. Relationships end like that because some people don't like when their significant other has a friend of a different gender than them. You know what I'm saying? But that's really, like, one of the main things that, like, you know, is in a relationship. And another thing, communication. Because I'm about to say, I had a girlfriend, right? You know, she was telling me, she was like, oh, you know, communication, you know, I'm really a big fan of that. You know, I always want to communicate with my significant other if there's an issue that is not being addressed. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I can get with it because, you know, you thinking on my type of level right now. But when it actually came down to her thinking, you know, like thinking of, like, when it came down to us having to communicate, it's like she was nowhere to be found. And, you know, it's just, she just started ghosting, but sending, like, little texts here and there, if that makes sense. So, basically, it's like, don't waste nobody's time if, you know, if you're not doing what you're saying, if that makes sense. It's like, you say, like, oh, I love to communicate when there's an issue, but then when it comes down to a point of time where y'all have to communicate, you don't show it, it's just, you lied to me. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna say that I'm a perfect dude. I'm about to say I fucked up plenty of times myself. But at the same time, when I try to communicate, be a man about it for my actions and stuff like that, I still got kicked down. And that's another thing about females. Females, they always go on Facebook, social medias, and all this other shit like that, saying, oh, I wish I had a man, and this, that, and third. But you have a man, but when he fucks up, you look at him as a boy, but you don't try to look at him trying to, you know, own up to his shit and fix his mistakes or try to make up for it because y'all so busy, like, oh, I'm about to go on to the next man. Like, you know, just think about that. You know what I'm saying? And another thing. So, now, I ain't gonna lie, us males, we really not the perfect ones. I'm about to say some of us cheat, some of us, you know, don't know how to be in a relationship. Some of us don't know how to love correctly. But that's literally on females to, you know, go ahead and, you know, show them how to love you. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't just sit there and expect a man to love you for who you are if you're not trying to help him, if you're not trying to let him love you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to say, I know plenty of females right now who are relationships but have serious walls right now. And, you know, that right there is just kind of insane. And another thing, too, I just hope for a day, like, you know, females can actually see a male's perspective. Because I'm about to say, if they don't, then what's the use of your relationship? You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you're in a relationship, you got to look at it from both ways, though. Because I'm about to say, if you don't look at it from both ways, I'm about to say, you really won't understand much. Because I'm about to say, when I'm in a relationship, I know when fake accounts are being made. I know when, you know, people are trying to be funny. I know when people are cheating. I know when people don't want you. Like, I know it all because I've been through it all. So, I'm about to say, yeah. And sometimes I do some of those things because it's like I'm not really a mean person, but it's like I don't want to sit there and, you know, hurt nobody's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been one time I had a relationship, and at first I didn't want the girl. But she started showing me, like, she really, like, loved genuine. And, you know, all that. And that's another thing, too. For females, bro, stop telling men that, you know, you are really loyal and that you don't got no shit with you. You don't really mess with the drama. Because in reality, you do. Because I'm about to say, I had a female like that once. And I'm about to say, she literally just sat there and, like, she just, it's like drama was there. She was entertaining the drama. And then on top of that, it was, she won't tell me who she, like, she, what she was telling me who she was not who she was telling me that she was. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to say, because it's like, it don't take me long to see shit. And I've been seeing a lot. You know, I'm currently in this shit right now, but, you know, it's just not seeing shit a lot. And I'm about to say, I ain't gonna lie. Me and her, we fell out once. And then I found, and I had started talking to other females. And, you know, she was, the one female, she was actually cool and stuff like that. I'm about to say, she was saying, like, she will take things slow. She just want to get to know me for who I am. She said she want to know, like, the boundaries of relationships for me and all this other stuff like that. And, you know, she said she want to take it kind of old school. And that kind of, like, won my heart over. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, hold on. But, I was kind of stupid with the love and, you know, shit didn't go out as well. But I'm not about to sit here and spill all fact stuff here because I do want to split these segments into different ones. So this is like part one of relationships. So just, you know, just let me know if y'all like it or not like that. And then I'll do another one soon. Thank you. I'm about to say, you know, peace out.